The B-17, now called the Memphis Belle, is in Spokane this week. The plane took the name of the legendary World War II aircraft when it starred in the 1990 movie of the same name. The real Memphis Belle resides in a museum. Current pilot John Shuttleworth says this particular B-17 has an unusual history.
This airplane has a very interesting pedigree. It was built too late for World War II, but in 1951 it was outfitted and was a bomber in Korea. So 52, 54, this dropped bombs in Korea.
Shuttleworth is with the Liberty Foundation, which operates the plane and tours it around the country. On Monday, the plane arrived at Spokane's Phelps Field, and among those who came to see it was Mike Kindia, who served as a gunner aboard B-17s in World War II. Kindia flew the required 25 missions, many of which lasted as long as 8 hours in extremely hazardous conditions, threatened by German fighter planes and anti-aircraft fire known as flak. For Kindia, the memories were bittersweet, like a major mission where he was lucky to get home.
We came back with 93 holes in the airplane. We had a fire in the number 3 engine coming in on the landing, but we survived.
In another incident, he escaped death from another threat.
And every 10 minutes, the bombardier would call an oxygen check. Navigator okay, pilot okay, co-pilot okay, engineer, that was me, no sound. So he called the radio operator, go see what's wrong with Mike. His turn's not moving, he's very still. And he came up to my turn, he looked at my meter, and it was zero. So he immediately plugged in an extra oxygen tank, and I revived.
Not all of Kindia's recollections were of combat. There was his last mission in the last days of the war when his plane took a load of food to those who had been liberated in Holland.
We opened the bomb bay doors and the back door, and we dumped all the food out. And 200 feet, you can see people's faces, the Dutch people, and they had signs out on the ground. Thank you, Yanks. Job well done.
This weekend, you'll have an opportunity to see an historic Boeing B-17 bomber up close. The Liberty Foundation is offering flights on the Memphis Belle for sale to the general public this Saturday and Sunday at Phelps Field in Spokane. You can find out more at libertyfoundation.org. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.